الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. وقال الله عز وجل: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. An abundant and infinite praise, complete glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete submission and complete perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bow down, we prostrate, we submit, and we surrender to Allah azza wa jal, the most just, the one who has created, the one who has established everything in the heavens and the earth, and the one who has ordered us to do adl and ihsan in all of our actions, in all of our affairs, with one another, with our ummah, with humanity, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble and most beloved messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and upon his beautiful and purified family, and upon the illustrious companions, and upon all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, my dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all after the blessed and sacred month of Ramadan. And here we are yet again in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, another day of Eid. The day of Jumu'ah is a day of Eid, and this is something which returns to us again and again, and we are fortunate to be able to enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to celebrate this joyous occasion. So may Allah azza wa jal accept our haziri, accept our attendance, and make it a means for our forgiveness, for our success and salvation in this dunya, and also in the hereafter. The month of Ramadan was a very beautiful month. It came like a swift breeze of air, and breath of air, fresh of air, and it also passed us by. We were thinking how we are going to maximize our time, and here we are thinking, where is Ramadan gone? How did it go? How did it pass by us so fast? Fortunate are those who seize the days and seize the nights in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing tawbah, in doing istighfar, in tamheed and tahleel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fortunate are those who have had their Ramadan accepted, insha'Allahul Aziz, and those who have been protected from the fire of hell. One of the main purposes of Ramadan is to make you more aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we discussed over a few Jumu'ahs, to develop taqwa, to develop this acute awareness and God conscientiousness and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, that same acute awareness that we develop for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants us to have that awareness for each other as well. Awareness for the struggles that other people have, awareness for their plights, awareness for their difficulties, awareness of their musibah and their mashakil. Not just awareness between us and Allah Azza wa Jal, but our connection with our family members, with our community, with our society, with the nation, with the ummah, with humanity. And this is why we give fitrana, we give fidya, we give sadaqat and khairat, we give these things because we are aware that other people are struggling, that other people need our assistance and our help. And it's not just all about us, what we eat, what we drink, what we consume, what we wear, but rather it's about other people as well. So this acute awareness, this hassasiyya, this sensitivity is a very, very important aspect of developing this in the month of Ramadan. And this goes for us, that outside the month of Ramadan, we should maintain this sensitivity for one another, And we should be acutely aware of the plight and the difficulties of our brothers and our sisters, of our daughters, of our mothers, of our sons, of our elders in Palestine, in Jerusalem, in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Masjid al-Aqsa. It's not something that we can ignore. It's not something that we can overlook. It's not something that we can just say, oh, well, we're not living there and we're fine over here. No. Part of Ramadan is to develop that connectivity with Allah, that connectivity with the Ummah, that connectivity with Insaniya, that connectivity with those people who need our help and our assistance. And even without that connectivity, we have so many commands and ahkamat from the Quran and also from the Sunnah, which should push us towards our connection to this blessed and sacred and noble land. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, that O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ayyu masjidin awwalu fi wudi'a fil ard? That which mosque, which first mosque, which house of Allah, which place of prostration, which place of sajda, was first built awwal wudi'a fil ard, on earth. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned and he stated, Masjidul Haram, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkatul Mukarramah, built by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, built by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned, Summa ay, then which one was next after Masjidul Haram? So the most sacred place to us as Muslims, our current Qibla, it's very important to understand, our current Qibla, not necessarily our original Qibla, but our current Qibla, this was Masjidul Haram. Then it was, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam stated, ثُمَّ الْأَقْصَى مَسْجِدُ الْأَقْصَى. Then it was Masjidul Aqsa. And then Sahabi, he asked and inquired that كَمْ بَيْنَهُمَا, that كَمْ وَقْتٍ, how, what was the duration, what was the time, what was the difference between the first masjid being established and built and the foundations being laid and the second one? And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, that it was only 40 years between Masjidul Haram and Masjidul Aqsa. So it's a very close and intimate connection. It's almost like you could say, you know, the heart, it has two arteries. One which is coming in and one which is going out. One which is taking the blood and the other one which is pushing it back out. So this part of the same heart. And this is how we should feel for Masjid al-Aqsa. The way that we feel for Masjid al-Haram, the way that we feel for Masjid al-Nabawi, is the exact same way that we should feel for Masjid al-Aqsa. It's part of the same heart. It beats the same beat, which is the remembrance and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does the same function and the same role, and without the other, the heart will not be complete. You will not be able to function without two parts of your heart. And similarly, we as Muslims should not just be ignoring the plight of others. We should be listening to our heart and the beat of our heart and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected Masjidul Haram and Masjidul Aqsa. It's a very, very intimate and close connection with only 40 years between them. So Masjidul Aqsa is no ordinary masjid and Palestine is no ordinary land. Yes, we have this great love, this great gravitational pull towards Masjidul Haram, a gravitational pull towards Masjidul Nabawi, but it should be the exact same way that we have that pull to Masjidul Aqsa as well, because Palestine, Jerusalem is no ordinary land. Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wished, He could have gathered all of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, 124,000 plus or minus, prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the Ulul Azam, the most honorable and prestigious prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wanted, they could have gathered in Makkatul Mukarramah. If he wanted, they could have gathered in Madinatul Munawwara. If he wanted, he could have gathered them anywhere on earth. But no. Where did he choose? Where did he select? Where did he appoint? Where did he call all of those prophets and messengers? Do you know when you have a delegation, when you have, you know, these worldwide international meetings at the UN or G4 or G9, all of these things, you think, wow, look at all of these world leaders, they're here, and they think, wow, this is definitely a place to be. Imagine the kayfiyya, the spirituality, the ruhaniyya. Imagine all of these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sacrificed their life, their time, everything. We've all been gathered to this one particular specific place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That itself should show us the honor, the maqam, the status of this particular place and how we should revere it. And not only were all of those prophets gathered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go there, they were also led by the greatest of all prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than the messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, all of the prophets go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Go to Makkah. All of you go there. This is where my Habib is. Or go to Madinatul Munawwara. This is where my Habib will be. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered them there. And this is something very important for us to understand and reflect upon. The status of Masjid al-Aqsa, the status of Baytul Maqdis, this particular place, and how it is part of our beating heart and part of our identity and who we are as Muslims. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he mentions that Bayt al-Maqdis was built by the prophets and inhabited, so it was built and established by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and within it the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remained there in worship to Allah azza wa jal. And he continues to say, there is not a single area the size of a handspan except that a prophet has prayed there, or that an angel has stood there and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how blessed it is. You won't find an inch, you won't find a handspan where there has not been a prophet stepping there, or praying there, or worshipping there, or an angel which has stood there remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this great maqam and this great status. It could have been anywhere in the world, but Allah chose this place, and therefore this should have a very close connection to us. It should be meaningful to us. And we should not just ignore it and say, oh, another something, nothing, something else is happening in Palestine today. This is happening, that's happening. We need to consider what our actions are. We need to consider what our reactions are like. And we need to consider how we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will ask us that this is the maqam that I gave. What would you do today if somebody attacked Masjid al-Haram? What will you do today if somebody attacked Masjid al-Nabwi? How would you feel? What would the uproar be? Why is it that we are silent as individuals, silent as a community, silent as a nation? And it's not just our fault. You look at our leaders, you can see exactly what is going on with our so-called Islamic and Muslim leaders. So look at this great and beautiful link that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. That the first, we were all commanded, including the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to face Masjid al-Aqsa for 14 and a half years. And this is where we prayed towards in the direction to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it was changed. This is the place of Mi'raj in Palestine, in the heart of Palestine, in Jerusalem, in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create that unbreakable link, that connection between Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa. Just as I mentioned at the beginning, it is part of the same beating heart. You have two parts to your heart, the two arteries that have the intake and the output. This is how we are as Muslims. Our heart should be connected deeply and greatly to Masjid al-Aqsa and Bayt al-Maqdis. Remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa. Do you know to be mentioned in a particular book, or mentioned in a magazine or a newspaper article, we take pictures and we preserve those documents and we show it to the rest of the world. Look, I'm mentioned in this book, I'm mentioned by name in this particular article. Look at how the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His timeless, in His perfect kalam, majestic kalam, timeless Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves and records the honor and the maqam of Masjid al-Aqsa. And here we are, we just read it and we don't think twice about it. Masjid al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawla. Now if you only knew Arabic, my brothers and sisters, you'd know how powerful this verse is. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, alladhi barakna hawlahu. SubhanAllah, it really tantalizes you and puts you, it makes your heart palpitate really fast if you truly understood why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying these things. So we as Muslims, the way our heart beats for our loved ones, the way the heart beats for your own courtyard, for your own homeland, and for Masjid al-Haram, and for Masjid al-Nabawi, this is the exact same way that our heart should beat in reverence and honor for Masjid al-Aqsa, and for the people that live and inhabit around Masjid al-Aqsa as well. Furthermore, we learn from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself instructed that do not undertake a journey to visit any other mosque, because nothing else is worthy of being truly undertaking a journey for, except for these three mosques of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: Masjidul Haram, my Masjid, Masjidul Nabawi, and Masjidul Aqsa. This is the great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon these sacred and noble lands. And this is where our heart should gravitate towards. This is where our direction should be towards as well. So within our lifetime, especially during the current circumstances, we should make an active effort, when circumstances allow, to go and visit Masjid al-Aqsa, to go and be with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Jerusalem, to aid them and support them, to reassure them and to say, we are here for you. We have not just discarded you. We're not just living our own separate lives, but you are part of our heart. We are part of your heart. We are part of the same heart that beats for Islam, that beats for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be proactive in our criticism and try to create solutions and awareness for the plight, for the circumstances that are taking place. We need to promote optimism. We need to find solutions to these things. We need to support our brothers and sisters as they are now. And this is what I mentioned at the beginning, that Ramadan is all about creating that sensitivity within you, that awareness within you, not just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for your brothers and sisters, for your parents, for your family members, for your community, for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, for our brothers and sisters in Syria, our brothers and sisters in Yemen, our brothers and sisters in throughout the world, those who are suffering. We should be there, part of that beating heart. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That among the believers, amongst us, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, among the believers are men true what they have promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have promised to honor the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, but we also promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in all of the prophets and messengers of Allah azza wa jal. وملائكته وكتبه ورسله, all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman is in them, and also vis-a-vis our honor and respect and reverence is within them as well. And therefore the honor and respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Maqdis, we need to show that we are true to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is blessed, we need to maintain the sanctity and the sacredness of that particular area. Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow all the way to the end of his lifetime. Not just fulfill it today or tomorrow for a short time, no. You remember your promises and your covenants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you maintain them till the end of your time, and you honor the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among them is those who await their chance, and they did not alter in their way or any alteration in their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. So the circumstances may not be in their favor. They may be sanctioned, they may be ostracized, they may be pushed away, they may be appointed, and so many things, but no. They fulfill the promise and the pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the reward is for those people who speak the truth, and the punishment is for those who are the hypocrites. Because we see the hypocrites amongst us. We see the hypocrites in our communities. We see the hypocrites in our leadership, in our countries, how they are in front of other people and how they are maintaining their links and their relationships. We see the hypocrisy within us as a community. We see the hypocrisy internationally as well, for the non-Muslims and how they treat us, and they treat the Palestinians, and they treat Jerusalem, and all of these things. We see all of this munafiqat. We see the hypocrisy, we see the truth, we see those who stand up for the truth. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discern and do farq, and do the furqan on the day of Qiyamah between those who are true, those who fulfill their promise and pledge and honor towards Masjid al-Haram, towards Masjid al-Nabawi, and towards Masjid al-Aqsa, towards Bayt al-Maqdis, and to the inhabitants and the people of Bayt al-Maqdis as well. We will question about this particular covenant and this promise, and how we remain true to it, or whether we sidestepped the situation and the scenario and we became hypocrites. So we are remembering the sacrifices of all of those people who are currently there, under this persecution, being tormented, being attacked in so many different ways by our brothers and sisters, they are fulfilling their covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via their daughters and their sons, via their lives, via their wealth, via every single thing. They are remaining steadfast and they're fulfilling the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are defending their land, the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we doing in comparison? How will we stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are asked about how we fulfilled our promise and our pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that a group of people from my ummah will continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and those who let them down or oppose them. So within the ummah, there will be those who fulfill to the best of their ability. These are the people of Palestine today. These are the people who truly stand up for haqq, for such, for adl, for insaf, for justice. They are those people. But then, from amongst us Muslims and also non-Muslims, there'll be those who let them down and those who oppose them. And you know who those are. You know those countries, you know what they are saying, you know how they are withdrawing their support and withdrawing their aid and rather going against the ummah. And there will be those who let them down and those who will oppose them, and they shall not be able to do any harm, but rather they will be victorious, the true people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is executed. And they will be asked, and they asked, where are they? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who are these true people who will fulfill the promise and command to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, these are the people in Bayt al-Maqdis. These are the people in the vicinity of Al-Maqdis, those who are رِجَالُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Men, women, children who are fulfilling their promises and pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single way. So be aware, don't be from amongst those people who are opposing their sacrifices or opposing them in any particular way, and don't be from those people who are letting them down. We can see the betrayal of our leaders. We can see the betrayal of our people and our community members just for their own personal interests, for them to be accepted. We are seeing the hypocrisy of national and international communities as well, and how they are reacting and how they are looking the other way. We are seeing the double and the triple standards of terrorism and how they define terrorism, and when they see it in front of their face, then they don't call it terrorism anymore. This is a hypocrisy, and they will be questioned and asked. But make sure that you are not from amongst those who are opposing, or those people who are letting these people down, who are truly honoring and defending the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, that land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for all of the prophets and messengers to go and gather there in the greatest gathering on the world, and for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be sent there, and then for them to lead the salah, and for them to do the mi'raj and ascend to the heavens. This is a great place, a great maqam, so which is something that we need to look at. So we need to stand up and we need to do something as an ummah. As I mentioned earlier on, you take the time, make sure the intention, and try and go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Go and visit your brothers and sisters, see their suffering, alleviate their suffering and their problems. Remember, we are part of the same beating heart, Masjid al-Haram. And Masjid al-Aqsa has been joined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See their suffering, help them, alleviate them, support them, aid them to the best of your abilities. See that blessed place, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed its entire surroundings around Masjid al-Aqsa. Go and breathe that sacred and that blessed air that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. Go and stand on that particular land where there has been a prophet on every single place, where there's been an angel in that particular place praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be proactive in your criticism, in your opposition, and create solutions, viable long-term solutions as well. Promote optimism, promote awareness in your community. Support your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He alleviates their suffering and their problems. Aid and support them to the best of your abilities, because we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah regarding this as well. As I mentioned at the beginning of this khutbah, Ramadan was there to create this sensitivity within you, this acute awareness between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are aware of all of your surroundings and you do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ramadan is also about you being sensitive towards your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters, your family members, your community, your neighbors, and those people who are in need of your help, your assistance. And there's no greater need at this moment in time than our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Myanmar, and all throughout the world who need our help and our assistance. And we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and how we fulfilled our promises to Allah azza wa jal, and how we honored Baytul Maqdis and Masjid al-Aqsa, and how we supported them and aided them, or rather did we stay silent, or did we just not support them any longer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters throughout the world and remove this zulm from them in every single way. Ameen. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum, jazakum Allahu khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kal se namaz fajr ki jamaat inshaAllah al-aziz 4:30 baje hogi. Namaz zuhr ki jamaat inshaAllah al-aziz 2 baje hogi.